Location, location, location is a common slogan among commercial and real estate business folks. This phrase occurred to me in reflecting upon the last sentence of today's first reading. Quote, "For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians." Always the dramatist, St. Luke drops this seemingly simple yet profoundly historical sentence on his audience in the 26th verse of the 11th chapter of his Acts of the Apostles. When you think of it, it is one of the most significant sentences in the entire New Testament, for it was there in Antioch, a few decades after Jesus' death and resurrection, as the early community of faith gathered around Barnabas and Paul, that they owned the name and proclaimed themselves to be Christians, not simply as followers of one Jesus of Nazareth, but followers of the Christ. And so they took the name of Christ. And since then, for some 2,000 years, billions of men, women, and children have been known as Christians. And it all began at a city called Antioch. From a location standpoint, Antioch was certainly a strategic place for the first community of believers to take the name of Christian. For at the time, around 70 AD, Antioch was a strategic city in the ancient Roman Empire. Located on the river Orontes, Antioch was the capital of the Roman province of Syria and the third most important city of the empire after Rome and Alexandria. It is 15 miles inland from the northeast corner of the Mediterranean in what is now southwest Turkey. And it was Antioch that would serve as the headquarters for the mission to the Gentiles. For from here, St. Paul would launch his three missionary journeys. So as far as location goes, the city of Antioch was indeed a strategic location for the first community who called themselves Christians. Try to imagine, if you will, who these first people were who identified themselves with Jesus Christ's name. Most of them, at least in Antioch's cosmopolitan environment, would have been Gentiles, and I suspect a good number of them would have converted as families and not just individuals. But what really distinguished this community of faith was that they claimed Jesus of Nazareth not as just someone who was raised from the dead, but they identified Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ. And was from here that they began to proclaim their own new identity. And so in so many words, folks, these men, women, and children of Antioch are our ancestors in the Christian faith. Incidentally, you may wonder about the use of the term Catholic. Well, Catholicism, as we know it, did not occur as a term until later. It was generally Christian communities first. The earliest evidence of the use of the term Catholic is the letter to the Smyrnians that Ignatius of Antioch wrote in about 108 AD to the Christians in Smyrna. 5 years ago, I had the privilege of being in Smyrna in one of the ancient churches where Antioch would have proclaimed the name Catholic in the community of faith. It was indeed a sacred space. Ignatius spoke to this early Christian community, reminding them to remain closely united with their bishop. He wrote, quote, "Wherever the bishop shall appear, there let the multitude of the people also be. Even as wherever Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church," unquote. But it would take another two centuries until the term Catholic, as we know it, became more popularized as a form of Christianity. It was after the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD that early writers, such as St. Cyril of Jerusalem and St. Augustine of Hippo, would further develop the use of the term Catholic in relation to Christianity. Fellow Christians, while our identity as Catholics is indeed important, I believe that our identity as Christians supersedes this, not just historically, but spiritually. For example, I have for many years been inspired by the words of the Lutheran theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Before he was executed for his faith by the Nazis, wrote in his letter from prison, quote, "To be a Christian does not mean to be religious in a particular way, to cultivate some particular form of asceticism, but to be a human being. It is not some religious act which makes a Christian what he is, but participation in the suffering of God and the life of the world," unquote. Yes, brothers and sisters, to be Christian is to participate in the suffering of God and the world. At this period of our lives, at this time of history, as we shelter in the locations of our apartments and homes, we are invited to consider the gift and the responsibility of our Christian identity as followers of Jesus. As we consider the daily statistics of death and sickness and sufferings, we have the opportunity of participating in the suffering of God in the life of the world during this pandemic crisis. We may not be able to actively serve on the front lines of health like our brothers and sisters in the medical world and the first responders, but we may pray for them. From being united with them, we are united with the suffering of Jesus the Christ on the cross. And in so doing, we are reunited with that first community of Christians who first claimed in the city of Antioch their identity to the world that they are Christians.